Good evening and welcome to the Alden Terrace School for the April Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Talk to you first.
Okay.
No matter what, you have your back to the
clock. Right. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present with the exception of Ms. Nancy Garlick. At this time, can I have approval of the for the agenda for tonight? Moved by Mr. Mafia. Second by Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. At this time, I ask for approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March 7th and the special meeting of March 14th. Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Kintar. Any discussion? All in favor? Oh, so we have five and one abstention. Motion carries. Again, thank you for taking the time out to come to our Board of Education this evening. As we are embarking on warmer weather, springtime is here, and we have marked our 100 days of school. Looking forward to outdoor activities at all the schools where the children continue to further their activities outdoors. This month actually happens to, I just learned this a couple of weeks or days ago, this month actually happens to be Black Women's History Month, so just want to acknowledge that and acknowledge all the ladies on the board as well as all the ladies in the district that create history every single day. At this time, I'll turn it over to my vice president for her remarks.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. What a beautiful day to be an Elmont resident. Spring break is coming up. I hope everyone remains safe. Also wishing everyone wonderful holidays as we celebrate Passover, Good Friday, and Easter, so Holy Week. I do wish everyone that. I have my Elmont Memorial highlights. And they are as follows. The following Elmont students have qualified for round two of the New York State Science and Engineering Fair to be held at the New York Hall of Science on March 27th. Chigozurum Abefi, Alicia Joseph, Gianna Marsh, Umar Ahmed, Christian Ramprasad, and Rahil Ahmed were all instrumental in that event, and the science teacher, Michelle Flannery, and Elmont's Medical Marvels were honored with a $300 scholarship for their outstanding oral presentation. The competition was sponsored by Northwell Health. Aaron's law presentation for grades 7 and 8 was held at Elmont High School on March 27th. The Saturday Academy for the middle school students is being held currently through early May. The World Language Week was held the week of March 27th, ending the week with a beautiful World Language Festival on Friday evening. The Binghamton University Chamber Singers, under the direction of Dr. William Culverhouse, came to Elmont High School and worked with the high school choir. The students sang with the elite chamber group, focusing on building great choral skills as well as getting to perform a song with them. On March 30th, Ms. Torres and the Global Jazz Orchestra went to Five Towns College to perform for the Jazz Festival and attended a workshop and received critique from jazz professionals. They performed extremely well, got some great feedback, and were encouraged to apply to statewide jazz festivals. We are extremely proud of all of our Elmont scholars. That concludes my report. Thank you.
The report from Sewanika High School from Ms. Allen is as follows. The incoming seventh grade night was held on April, well, it was held yesterday, April 3rd at 6:30. On March 27th, the Science Department held the Salonika High School Science Showcase, where there were displays on physics, medical detectives, robotics, STEP, principles of biomedical science and forensics. On the 27th, 28th, and 29th, the incoming class of 2029 had an in-school visit at Salonika. Students were treated to musical performances, jazz band, orchestra, Project Lead the Way displays, art showcased by athletes and musicians, and a resident DJ from Prestige Worldwide. On March 20th, 21st, 22nd, the Salonika, Pride of Salonika MBK program traveled to the elementary schools of Covert Avenue, Clark Carlson, and Stewart Manor to provide a lesson or a kind of exposure to what seventh graders needed to prepare for success in their high school, junior high school careers. On March 7th, the World Language Department held their first multicultural night. The event highlighted cultural diversity of Salonika High School and was attended by over 200 students. On March 15th, the Tri-M Music Honor Society held their induction. On March 20th, 115 members were inducted to the National Science and Junior Honor Society. On March 24th, the Salonika High School held its supermarket fun night. The Salonika Reading Club hosted a book drive to support book fairies. Over 200 books were donated to the organization. On March 25th, SalonikaCon 2023, the Gaming Club held its annual conference. In attendance were characters ranging from Star Wars, Marvel, DC, and Mario Brothers. The Salonika High School FCCLA attended the New York State competition. For the first time, all seven attendees were awarded gold and qualified for the national competition in Denver, Colorado. Advisor Daisy Amaris won Advisor of the Year, and the winners included Wynn High, Catherine Kissenhall, Asha Balroop, Emily Sammy, Dasha Lapinsi, Asmin Singsek, and Shayla Elraro. Nia Anthony was awarded Senior Scholarship from the Arts Supervisors Association. The Salonika District Robotics Club and Robotics Pandas placed first in design category and third in the Promote Award at the first Long Island Championship at Bethpage High School. Advisor Jack Chen was awarded Advisor of the Year. Morgan Winchell won the Nassau Individual Tournament and led the Nassau State Team to a seventh-place finish in bowling. Students in seventh through ninth grade were treated to an assembly by a motivational speaker, Rohan Murphy. Mr. Murphy covered the importance of empathy and resilience. And that concludes the high school report from Salonika High School, submitted by Ms. Allen. At this point, we will have any members of the audience on agenda items only. Seeing none, is there any correspondence?
Yes, we received an email from Mr. Meikle, and it will be answered during the later part of the meeting.
Thank you. And the board is aware of that email. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Good evening, everyone. I have one resolution for the board's consideration this evening. The resolution states, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby ratifies and approves an agreement between the district and a member of the Custodial Association of Elmont. Do I have a motion, please? Motion by Mr. Mafia, second. Second by Ms. Capers. All in favor?
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It's nice to see everyone tonight. First, some of the questions, well, at least one that I was going to answer. As promised at the last board meeting, I have the sheet that outlines the formula for billing the high school district for the use of buses and a grid as well for all the trips that have gone out. I do have to make one revision on that, and then at that point it would become available, and we're going to bill the district. I would say we would be done by the end of April. So that will all be done and available. So as promised, I'm going to just – I just need to make one revision on the grid, okay? And then I will make that available to everybody. So that was the one part that I had. We've been doing some nice work with the high school district, been visiting Sewanica and Elmont Memorial. Today we were in Elmont Memorial. We saw the science research program, Model UN. We saw the band working on articulation and things that we can do to help them at the high school as we kind of weave into there and making sure there's consistency with curriculum and instruction. So we're off to a great start with that. Going to be starting up the Dads Club again. So that will be on May 11th. I will send information out to the community, but I think that's an important group that was started, I think, many years ago. But we're going to start the Dads Club up again. So I'm looking forward to that. And our Please Committee that we started this year is going well. We've had two meetings so far. Really nice group of parents, community members. And we've been sharing a lot of presentations with them. So, we meet again in April. And I will share with you some of the work that we've done as we get towards the end of the year. Okay? So that's the Please Committee. 16 years ago for the Dads Club. Oh, very good. Okay, seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, resignations, and retirements noted on pages 1 through 4.
Have a motion to approve pages 1 through 4. Move Dr. Cantara. Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, terminations, and resignations noted on pages 5 through 9. And we're going to table one item, 6.2. As we ran out of time, we will meet in executive session after this meeting.
Have a motion to approve pages 5 through 9 with the exception of item 6.2. Move Ms. Capers. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? We have one abstention and five yeses.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and 504 on page 10.
Have a motion to receive page 10. Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 13 on pages 11 through 18, and we're going to table or pull out number 4.
So could I have a motion to approve pages 11 through 18 with the exception of number 4? Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? So I'm abstaining from page 17, number 8. Motion carries.
Page 19, items 1 through 4 noted for the minutes.
Page 19 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve page 20, the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Have a motion to approve page 20. Moved by Mr. Mafia. Second by Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 21.
Have a motion to receive page 21. Move Dr. Cantara, second Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve the business report, other approvals and authorizations, item 4A on page 22.
Can I have a motion to approve page 22? Move Mr. Mafia. Second Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Page 23, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as the vandalism tallies for February 2023 on page 24.
Pages 23 and 24 are so noted for the minutes.
And that concludes my report. Enjoy your spring break.
Thank you. So in response to the rest of Mr. Meikle's questions, I will be providing those answers. So there was a question regarding how the board selected general counsel. And so there was a process where the board received, I believe, three RFPs from several firms on Long Island, and the documentation was shared with all of the board members. And based on that documentation, we decided to contract with Bond, Schoenig, and King for the 22-23 school year. I think that covers number three as well. Number three, his three question was what was the RFP process? So I basically answered that with my last remarks. Number four, Mr. Meikle was referring to the bus item and wanted to know what was Ms. Gomez's authority to pardon me. I don't really understand that, but I wasn't guilty of a crime.
Can you read the question?
Sure. So the question says, referencing the school bus debacle, Ms. Gomez stated that she was pardoning Jaime for the expenses incurred, even though Jaime agreed to reimburse the district. Is pardoning a school board member transgressions within the scope of the attorney's authority, or was she speaking on behalf of the board? That's the full question. Ms. Gomez's response was that she never used any phrasing regarding pardoning myself, and she never claimed to have authority to pardon anyone. So in that essence, she does not have authority to pardon. So the word pardon was never used. And I made the statement to the Sewanica, at the Sewanica board meeting, the first board meeting that I was paying, I never made the statement here. I just reiterated the fact that I made the statement there. So I was not paying this district. I was paying the Sewanica district. The next question, I believe Ms. Gomez answered that when it was originally asked, but the question, and I'll read it in its entirety, is it common practice by a school council to send letters to the homes of former board members? Is there any record of former counsel, Mr. Nugent, sending letters to former school board members' homes, reminding them that they could be brought up on misdemeanor charges? Was there a decision to send a letter to my home at the behest of the board? As I continue to advocate for the community, should I expect to receive additional correspondence at my home from school counsel? And Ms. Gomez's response was that she has already responded to this question about the letter at least two board meetings previously. And the letters, if I could add, were in response to a comment that was made in reference to prior school board service. So So there's other questions here. So there's a policy request here, and it says we, it should say I, request that a policy be crafted to address the issue of individual school board members meeting with district employees and making decisions on behalf of the school board without consulting the board or having other board members present. So, I mean, this question I don't understand. If you have proof of board members having individual meetings with employees to discuss and make decisions on behalf of the school board, then you should assert those allegations, and they will be investigated. There's also a question here regarding the live stream. I believe Mr. Rosner and the technology folks are working on that, and he can provide either more context right now if he does or at another meeting. And that, I believe, was all of the questions. Thank you. Is there any old business? New business? Legislative items? Items for future consideration. So at this time, we'll have any audience members to the mic for their comments.
Good evening, everyone. Lynette Battle, Sobel Avenue. Question about the bond committee. Has there been any movement in regards to it?
So there is a letter that was being prepared. Well, it was reviewed by the board, and there it had gone back to the superintendent and council for some edits. But it's forthcoming.
And forthcoming meaning next 2 weeks or by the next board meeting?
I would say by the next board meeting.
Yes, I think.
Yes, well, but the next regular meeting in May. Because there's another one scheduled for the 18th.
Good evening, everyone. Sheldon Meikle, Miriam Court. Mr. Jaime, you know, again, am I going to ask you to resign, or I'm going to appeal to the other board members? He needs to be removed. I always open up with that because I don't understand why he's still sitting here. The reason you're not answering my questions are, or not clear on my question, is because you're the person that's guilty of the issues of speaking and having these little side conversations. Want me to give you exact examples? When did you meet with Ms. Battle and Mr. Grassani at the high school without other board members present? When were you given a check by the UBS Arena and didn't even consult? That's when I was on the board, and you showed up on television accepting a check on behalf of the board, and the only person there was Ms. Battle. You want me to give you others? I can do it all day long. So I don't understand why you don't understand the question. You refuse to answer the question. And a lot of people, if you look at the email, there's a lot of people in that email. Stop saying that this is just me. I'm the one that's vocal. I don't have an issue speaking with you. I don't know why people are in fear of you. Maybe because folks have have children in the school and they fear of retaliation, because I don't know what kind of power you're wielding, especially on your fellow board members, while you get to act and get away with these things. If I did what you did, they would throw me off the board. I don't know what kind of power you wield over our district members, over our superintendent, and then you have a counselor that's forgiving you, whatever word you want to use. As far as I remember, she said pardon. And one of the questions that you skipped, all of you skipped, and I don't know why you wouldn't read it, is how long is the current general counsel, Ms. Gomez, contracted to continue working with us?
So I answered that. I said the contract was for the school year of 22-23.
So 1 year. 1 year.
That's
Thank
what
you.
That means.
Well, that's all you have to answer. Why do you have to make it?
That's how
something?
I answered
The question
it.
Was how long. The answer should be 1 year.
The
so it's very possible.
Year,
we, so we
the
don't have.
School year of 22-23.
That's 1 year.
That's 1 year. That's a school
Thank
year.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like direct answers. If I ask you a direct question, you give me a direct answer. Because,
no.
You know, I have no confidence in our school council, so maybe next year we won't see her. You guys And let's stop a minute.
So number one, we're in a school building where children learn every day. So let's stop with the disrespecting of anybody on this board, because for the most part, with the exception of council, the superintendent, and our business consultant, we are all volunteers. So be respectful, and be respectful to her because she is representing our school district, and for the most part, this is a black woman right here that we've never had.
What does race have to do with anything?
Race has nothing to do with it.
Well, you've made it a point to say that
she's
black.
You should be respecting her, regardless.
Well, listen.
Regardless.
Listen. You don't tell me what to do.
And you don't tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm appealing to the other board members. You need to go.
My term ends June 30th, 2025.
Yes.
I will be serving my full term, God willing.
God willing. Yeah,
God
this
willing.
Board willing. And they need to take you up the board of the high school as well.
Again, that's another subject for July when we have our reorg meeting. Okay. Number two,
yes.
The request for the meeting that I had with Ms. Battle and
Dr. Grassani.
Dr. Grassani and three other parents.
When you're trying to get rid of Doherty. Go ahead.
The meeting had nothing to do with that.
What did it have to do with?
You know about the meeting, so
exactly.
You should know. You should know
what it was about.
No, the meeting. Ms. Battle, did we ever discuss Mr. Doherty in that meeting?
The one with Thibault?
Yeah.
Ms. Battle?
Did we? About the circumstances of what happened.
Listen, I don't want to waste time.
Okay. We didn't discuss anything further than that. And that was a meeting that was requested.
So how about the UBS check? You want to talk about that?
The UBS check was a check that was given to the district, not to the board. So it went to pay for...
I didn't ask you where it went to pay for.
Well,
I'm telling you, you didn't consult with your other board members.
The other board members knew about it. If you didn't know about it, I can't speak for you.
Okay.
You've exceeded your 3-minute time limit.
Yeah, I hope she's gone also. And Michael, you need to go.
Thank you. I'll be
you
here till
board meeting.
June
30th. I got
30th.
More. I just
That's
understand.
All right. That's all right. That's all right. That's
and
all right.
And I got to tell you,
you
seats are up for
we all know
re-election.
That.
You guys,
we all
Mr.
know
Mafia,
that.
You want to get reelected? Let's see where what side you're sitting on. Ms. Capers, we'll see where you're sitting on, because we're coming out in force. Just because I'm standing here, this is not just me speaking, but I'm just a little frustrated because you sit there with your arrogance and your smug look. Mm-hmm. You need to go.
Mm-hmm. And I will be done on June 30th, 2025.
I'll be there too.
And for the record, just to set the record straight.
I'm here.
My comments are not for you. It's for the general audience.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You know what? Okay. So let's set the record straight. So I moved to Elmont in June of 2004. 2007, I ran for the board and won. I've subsequently run thereafter. The first time I ran, I had an opponent. The five subsequent times, I had no opponents. Was that my doing? Absolutely not. You can ask any employee in this building, across this district, do I pressure them to do things that they don't want to do? Absolutely not.
You've been running unopposed, and you make it a point to keep the community in the dark. What have you done to promote the board or to promote people to run for the board?
No. That's not my responsibilities. If you look at the
role. It is your responsibility.
No, it's not. If you look
because
at the
if you
roles.
Had your finger, if you
if
had your
you
finger
look,
on the pulse
if
of the community.
If you look at the roles and the responsibilities.
You wouldn't be scrutinized right now if you paid attention to what the community wanted.
You're scrutinizing me for reasons that I don't even want to go into.
So go into it.
I can list down all of the accomplishments that this board has done under my leadership. We've had...
MBK?
That's an accomplishment.
Okay, what else?
You soured that because you personally don't like me, but
again... I never said I didn't like you.
MBK, I'm arrogant, I'm this, I'm that. First of all, we've never broken bread. We've never had more than five conversations.
That's true. We sat on the board for 3 years. We never got together, right? We never had a conversation.
No.
That's how you operate. You want to hold everything to the breast. When have you sat down with any?
I cannot. First of all,
what is your succession plan? What is your succession plan?
I don't need one. That's not a part of my roles and responsibilities.
How convenient. And that's why you get running unopposed.
I'm running unopposed because apparently the general public has liked what I have done in terms of taxes being low.
That's where you're wrong.
If I'm wrong, let's see how many people come to take my seat.
You are not the end all. The district operates.
I never said that.
You seem to have a little stranglehold on things.
I do.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would if, you know, we could move past all of this nonsense.
Thank you. Like I said, you need to go.
Thank you.
We'll see you. 225.
Mm-hmm. June 30th, 2025. Anyone else? So on the 18th, we're going to have a budget hearing at Elmont Road, 7 p.m. I would invite everyone to come out and hear the proposed budget for the 23-24 school year, as well as the increased programs that we are doing, as well as making sure that the programs that are already in place are maintained. That's at May 18th at 7 p.m. at Elmont School Road. And then our next regular board meeting will be Tuesday, May 2nd at the Clara H. Carlson School. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn back into executive sessions for matters relating to.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Motion to adjourn back into executive session to receive the advice of legal counsel.
Correction, it's not May 18th, it's April 18th.
April 18th, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Capers. Mr. Jaime, you were making a motion to adjourn into executive session to receive the advice of legal counsel and to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a particular employee. Do I have a motion?
Move Mr. Mafia, second Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night and have a wonderful spring break.